OMG, Mimi Rivers and Takatapu Nani, WYFMP, that track is so good. Mimi Rivers is playing at Goblin as part of Bass Rongoā Presents Kai Shandau this Sunday, the 25th of January, and we're very lucky to be joined by Kristen, aka Kai Shandau, on the line. Morena.
Morena, fam. How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm so good. I am actually just walking inside right now because it has started to rain again. I'm here in Dunedin, down in Aotearoa, this week, playing a couple of shows as part of this sort of mini renegade tour. And it's been fab, but the weather's a bit crungy today. So.
You've been so busy. I feel like, I mean, you seem to be always busy, but this summer in particular, you've played Twisted Frequency and you've been, like you say, on this little tour. How have the shows been?
You know, it's just been awesome. Twisted was just absolutely mind-blowing. As always, it was a real challenge, you know, of the mind, body and soul.
Yeah. It always is, eh?
But I think particularly the body this
year.
There was a lot of rain and a lot of mud and a lot of like, ooh, this is like really hard to walk from stage to stage, like on 0 hours.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those sort of transformative experiences of a festival where you come out the other side like, oh, it really is a new year, new me.
For sure. I do feel like a phoenix risen from the mud.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Risen from the mud. I love that. I love that so much. We're so excited to have you up in Tamaki this weekend, presented by Bass Rongoā at Goblin. Tell us a little bit about how you're feeling about this gig.
I am so psyched to come up and play at Bass Rongoā. So I've been hanging out with Dylan a bit this year over in China, and just, you know, just frothing about everything that's going on in Tamaki. And so I'm really excited to come and check the vibe. Also, the lineup is absolute fire. Some artists that I really, really love and admire, and I'm just stoked to be playing on the same lineup as. So yeah, really, really excited.
I do want to talk a little bit about your experience touring in China and stuff, and sort of connecting these two scenes that you're a part of. It's so fascinating, and you've done so much touring across Aotearoa, but also in China. How do you feel about, like, in my mind, I imagine the underground scenes of those two countries being very different, but I'm imagining that you can draw some similarities between them as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're hugely different, but I think with, you know, any kind of subcultures and like underground cultures, you know, we all share a love for the same things, and a lot of the time we're all using like quite similar resources. And, you know, whilst China is this massive, you know, place of, you know, over a billion people, I find that those underground scenes and those crews and labels that are putting on events, you know, they're all still pretty small. Like, I wouldn't say because China is this massive place, it's got, you know, this gigantic underground scene. So I find that quite interesting to sort of scale when you look at a place like Aotearoa that has, like, a much smaller population, you know, much smaller city centres, you know, still have this thriving level of underground music happening. So, yeah, it's interesting.
You've also taken a lot of Aotearoa artists over to China and organised these tours. We've had artists like Bird Party and Vera Allen head over. How have you found the reception to our artists be in China?
I mean, it's been awesome. I'm currently running this label called Kiwis, K-I-W-E-S-E for our listeners out there. And yeah, we have been running tours since 2015, specifically aimed at presenting underground eclectic Aotearoa sound in mainland China. And the reception has been great. I mean, we're not selling out stadiums just quite yet. But the crowds that do come through for a bit of interesting Xinxilan New Zealand music always seem to be very receptive. So I'm really excited to be bringing another Aotearoa band over this year. Actually, it's happening. We did the countdown yesterday. It's happening in 2 months.
Wow.
So we're going to be welcoming the amazing Night Lunch to our shores very soon. We're going to have an announcement about that in the next couple of weeks. And this year, it is the year of the horse, the fire horse, which is my year. I'm a horse.
Is
and
it?
I'm on fire. Yeah, so let's go.
I'm a horse too.
Oh my god, yay!
Yay! I'm a water horse.
We're gonna be horsing around. Oh my god, you're a water horse. Cool. I'm a metal horse.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and this year is a fire horse, so it's like, let's have it, you know?
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, I'm really hoping to, you know, have the stars align and actually bring two artists over this year. So two separate tours, which would be the first time in Kiwi's history that we've ever done more than one tour a year. But I might keep the second artist as a little secret for now. But it will be one that's dear to our Tamaki listeners' heart, I'll put it that way.
Oh my god, awesome. Wow. We'll have to get you back on the show when it's a bit more locked and loaded. But that's a cool thing you're doing.
Yeah, so exciting. You're so busy. There's also a whole lot of exciting stuff on the horizon on the ground here in Aotearoa. You're part of Tonic Collective, which is organising some really cool stuff. I know there's a Power Te Poneke fundraiser happening at the end of the month, eh?
That's right. Just to clarify, I'm more of the big sister / mooching off Tonic when I'm in Wellington.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool.
The Tonic Collective. But no, just for posterity, Tonic Collective is run by two amazing wahine down in Poneke. That is Emma Bernard, aka Ludus. Mm-hmm. You may be familiar.
We love Emma.
And Bird Party. Yes, of course. And shout out Radioactive, all the homies down there.
Yeah.
And Alice Rizzo, who was our sound engineer and also after party DJ for the Bird Party Vera Allen tour in 2024. So that whole kind of collective and concept and kaupapa actually came together during the 2024 China tour, where Rizzo and Ludus kind of started to realize they had a lot of similar ideas and similar things that they wanted to do in Wellies, and inspired by like a lot of the spaces and clubs and radios and things that we saw in China. So Tonic is, yeah, kind of a result of that China tour, run by those two awesome people.
So cool.
I'll just as a quick preview, we'll be doing the last two shows of this whirlwind tour down in Wellington on the 29th and the 30th. So the first part of that will be a talk, which is like a format that I'm trying to explore a little bit more in the new year. It doesn't require me staying out till like 5 a.m. drinking 15.
Nice.
Not that any event requires me to do that, but you know what I mean.
It just happens.
So that'll be happening. It just happens.
It does.
This is just a circle of life. That'll be happening, and I'll be talking about my experience in China and talking a wee bit about the work that we do as Kiwis, and also just showing a bit of video and just having a bit of a Q&A for people that might be interested in exploring those kind of touring circuits or that scene. And then on 30th, as you have mentioned, we have the Power Te Poneke gig, which will be happening at 13 Garrett Street. And that is an absolutely stack-a-rooney lineup. For those who haven't checked out the poster yet, I recommend that you go and check it out, because it's got some absolute local heroes on there. Junis Orca, Ludus, Rizzo. We've got DJ Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Super excited. It's going to be a big old jambalaya of good vibes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh my gosh, so much on the horizon for you. We're just grateful that you could make the time to make it up to Tamaki to play for us. I'm really intrigued. It says Kaishandao live set, and I'm intrigued as to what your rig is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I always play live. I'm currently rolling with an Octatrack Mark II and a Digitech II. So I'm an Electron baby.
Hell yeah.
I also have an electric guitar, which I'm running through a few guitar pedals and then just running straight into the Octatrack. But anyone who's like interested in that type of stuff, come hit me up at the gig, because I love to talk about that kind of stuff and like hear what other people are up to as well.
So cool. Kaishandao is for the nerds, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Represent.
Oh, so
and
cool.
And the girls and the guys.
Yeah. That's the one. I thought we'd finish by listening to Shanghai, which is one of the singles that you just managed to slip in before the end of the year and is now number one on the BFM top 10 this week.
Yeah, you're number one. Did you not know?
Stop it. I have no idea what's happening in
Oh my gosh. Serious? Yeah, you're number one. We all immediately.
Oh my god.
Everyone loved it. Yeah.
What the F? You guys are awesome.
You should cry. That would be really good for live radio.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kai Shandell's crying, everyone. It's so beautiful.
How does it feel to be at the top?
Feels so good.
Oh, awesome.
It feels awesome.
Yay.
Love it.
Yay.
Oh my god. Yo, thank you, Tamaki. Thank you, BFM. And I cannot wait to party this Sunday. It's going to be down at Goblin. I haven't been there before, but Dylan and AJ have been like, yeah, it's a big vibe.
It's so a vibe. Awesome. Yeah, it's very cool.
Cool spot. I'll see you there. I'm so excited to dance.
Me too.
Do you have
like signature dance move when you're like enjoying music or not?
I just have a sort of like a bit of a T-Rex kind of stomp, you know, left, right.
Yeah.
Short arms. Long legs, I don't know.
I'm a fan of the kind of like one leg, I call it checking the structural integrity. It's kind of like, like a one leg swamp. You're just checking everything's solid in there, you know.
Nice,
Mel. Yeah. Nice one. Thank you so much, Kristen, for making the time for a chat with us. We're gonna listen to Shanghai. And we also have a double pass to give away to the gig on Sunday the 25th of January at Goblin. Bass Rongoā presents Kai Shandell live set alongside DJs Babyface Killer, Back to Back Mimi Rivers, AJ Honeysuckle, and Dylan Biscuit.
Fire.
So good.
Yeah. The Mimi Rivers?
Oh my gosh.
The Mimi Rivers.
I'm so excited. I'm obsessed with Mimi Rivers.
We are. We're a little bit like, I think it's taken over.
We're a little feral since that single Takata Benani came out.
Yeah, I was just vibing that on air just then. I was like, damn. Okay, this is going to be a crazy party.
Oh, yes. Listeners, if you want to win that double pass, all you have to do is text us 5395 with your name, your B-card number, and Bass Rongoā. Thank you so much, Kristen, for making the time for a chat.
Awesome. I'll see you all on the weekend.
See you then. Matewa.
Are you there?